Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I never thought I would find this country in such a state of divide and faced with the issue of having abortion pills available to everybody and judges having to make a decision whether we could do that or not. That I never thought we would get to that point where you could take a pill to have an abortion and it would be in such high demand that we would have millions of women each year want it. It's just something that I just never thought, I would see. And this is where we are today. We have a huge ruling that is about to come down by Judge Matthew Kaczmarek on abortion pills. He works for the U.S. He is of the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas, and he is considered reversing an FDA approval of mifepristone, marked as Mifeprex, that would halt its use nationwide. It is one half of a two-drug cocktail, along with misoprostol, Cytotec, that cervical ripens and allows the mifepristone blocks the progesterone and the hormone cushioning of a pregnancy. Misoprostol offers the cervical ripening and the dilation to help it pass. The combo of these medications allow a woman, or nowadays we have to say person, to abort their pregnancy at home. And these have become more popular after the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade, and rather than doctors prescribing the medication, there's been a or doctors giving it out or using it, there's been this push to allow people to go to the pharmacy and get it. There are 24 states where abortion is restricted. And even though I think all of the states allow for the safe of the mom, if the fetus isn't viable, there's the restrictions definitely serve a blow to those who want to electively terminate what could be a healthy pregnancy. So U.S. abortions used to go from the dilatation and curettage, where we would open up the cervix and scrape out the contents, to now being able to induce an abortion for you to expel the fetus. And the drugs recently became available in pharmacies across the U.S. through a new Biden administration order, even in those states where abortion is banned. So the case in question is the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine versus the U.S. FDA, which was filed late last year to challenge FDA's approval of Mifeprex. And it was filed by the anti-abortion group Alliance Defending Freedom. The group argues that the drug's approval is nullified by the Comstock Act of 1876, which bans the sale of immoral or indecent products through the mail. They argue the law should make it illegal for the drug to be sent through the mail, and the FDA's approval to do such should be axed. Now, Judge Kaczmarek was appointed by President Trump, confirmed by a 52-49 Senate vote in 2019, and is known to be an anti-abortion advocate and expected to rule in favor of the group. So that could then cause American women to have issues accessing it at the pharmacy. And I told you that, this abortion issue could be a lot less complex. I want the government out of it. Roe v. Wade saying the feds have no say in abortion, I think does appeal to a lot of people who want the government staying out and getting this back to the choice between a person and their doctor. Doctors can dispense the medicine, give it to patients. They're at the office. We used to have medications at the office. But, you know, we're involving too many other people in this. And I'm not saying the judge is right. I'm not saying the judge is wrong. But right now, if somebody wants to terminate their pregnancy, it is involving so many other people. It's involving the taxpayer who may have to pay for it, who doesn't want to. It's involving the pharmacy. We have multiple pharmacists that don't want to dispense it. It's against their religious beliefs. It shouldn't even be up to them. They shouldn't be involved. Patients are like, why is the pharmacy not letting me get the medication? Keep the pharmacy out of it. If this is something you and your doctor feel is important and needs to be done, then your doctor will give you the medication. Get everybody else out of it. And we're involving everybody. Governor Newsom wanted to, ban, he was criticizing Walgreens, and I think didn't want them operating in a state because some of the Walgreens were not going to be dispensing the medication. Well, Walgreens said, look, we have to follow whatever state laws, depending on where our locations are. We're dispensing the medication in California. Walgreens doesn't need to be in the midst of all this. We need Walgreens to administer and still be alive and well in any state they operate in to give people the, you know, cancer medication, the antibiotic, the heart medication. If abortion is that controversial and it really affects people's rights and it's involving so many people in something that they're very unsure of, then I get. I get it's very hard to not look at a fetus as a living entity when you do maternal fetal medicine. But I do understand that government needs to stay out of a woman's choice. What I don't understand is why we have over 1 million abortions needed every year. We don't have 1 million women whose lives are at risk. There's a lot of these as unwanted and pregnancies, and why don't we have better birth control? Why don't we have better access to birth control? What are we missing? And so I would really like to see focus on that. But if these laws go through because there's so many issues with the ethical aspect of it, get it back to the patient and their doctor. And the doctor can dispense these at the office if they wish. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this is an interesting email. Diana writes, Dr. Dahlia, my son dropped out of college. He was pre-med and got discouraged, but is excited to start a business. What would you suggest a science-minded individual do in the business sector? We want him as successful as possible and appreciate your advice. So I don't know how to answer this one. I mean, my first answer is get his butt back to school. I would get him back into college. Pre-med, unfortunately, dissuades a lot of people from college. They almost decide to be completely done with higher education after trying pre-med because I think the weeder classes are so ridiculous these days. Because the problem is there's too many people applying to medical school. We don't have enough doctors, but we have plenty of people wanting to get into medical school. And so these schools try to weed people out. And then it ends up discouraging them. And then, sadly, we have individuals that completely drop out of school. So I would say get them back in school. The other thing that I can't really answer this on is I don't know what business to go into. The way things used to be is you would get a loan. You would have a product or a service that people needed. You would use that loan for advertising, for production, for promotion, for staff, and you would be hungry. This is all you had, so you had to put your blood, sweat, and tears into it, and you would make it a go, and you'd work long hours. It doesn't work like that anymore. There's too many other things that have already been done, and it's really hard to come up with something new. And when you do come up with something new, I did. I came up with a fantastic business idea. I didn't have the people or the money to make it happen, and I sure the hell wasn't going to take another loan. So as you see what's happening with these banks are having issues, and startups that took money from these banks or have their assets within them are taking a big hit. We have stores galore having issues. I think Tuesday Morning is a furniture store, or is it a home deco, home good and decor chain of stores? Apparently they have entered Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. They're auctioning. They want to close 250 stores, auction off their leases. Keep in mind, you have a store, you need a place to open up. You need a brick and mortar, or you need to be able to do it from home online. So you need a storefront presence, either digitally or brick and mortar. So Tuesday Morning's having issues. I heard The Gap. Remember, fall into The Gap. The Gap stores, I think, are closing a bunch of stores. I heard Best Buy. So Gap owns Old Navy, Banana Republic, and Athleta. They're going to close about 50 stores in the coming months because they've had net losses of $273 million. Their revenue was a lot less than what they had anticipated. Rising thefts at Walmart, closed stores in Portland. I thought I saw that there was going to be, we know Bed Bath & Beyond had issues. We know Walmart did. Some Amazon stores are closing. Bed Bath & Beyond is closing 416 stores. Tuesday Morning, 265 stores. Bath & Body Works, 50 stores. Gap and Banana Republic, 46 stores. Party City's closing 22 stores. Best Buy is closing 20 to 30 stores. Walmart, at least 10. Amazon, at least 8. Big Lots, 7 stores. There's a store called The Real Real. They're closing 6 of their stores to cut $2 million in costs. Macy's closing 4 stores. Target closing 4. JCPenney 2. But remember, JCPenney had already closed about 150 stores. So that's not a big, you know, shock there. But it's, you know, these are stores that we never thought would die. I mean, these are stores that should have, you know, lasted. And so I'm not saying, you know, he shouldn't start a business, but we always talk about, oh, yeah, you know, let's start a business. Okay, can we be a little bit more realistic about what this business is? I would love to see my kids have their own business. But what are they going to do? What exactly is this so-called business? Who's going to run it? Who's going to spend the long hours and the, you know, and you know, spend the time it takes to do what needs to be done? And so my only worry, and I'm not saying if somebody failed college that they could fail their business, but I think the smartest thing to do is to get a degree first, because oftentimes you don't want to quit your day job, which comes to my next piece of advice. Get a job first. Before you start your own business, especially if you don't really have a means to do it, get a job first. It could be in that sector or not in that sector. But you need the job. One is because you need income. Number two is you need to start having a credit history. No bank is going to loan you money if you don't already show that you can pay debt. Most kids don't have a credit card. And trust me, I did not want to accelerate that with mine, but they needed to build a credit history. So then get a credit card. You need to be able to show that you're paying it off every month, especially if you're not paying your own rent yet. And so business is different these days. Everybody wants to be the next Apple or the next Facebook or the next, who knows, I don't know, a movie, actor, actress. And we are going to need, I don't want people to think that it's impossible. I mean, 2030 is going to come around and 2040 is going to come around. And some of the biggest, most successful companies in 2030 and 2040 are going to be ones that are made now. So our kids or grandkids do have the potential to be the next Steve Jobs. Well, not that, God forbid he passed early, but still, there is that potential. But I think we're using old school tactics to come up with businesses. And watch what some of these Gen Zs are doing. A lot of us Gen Xs and baby boomers are going, what are you doing wasting your time on Instagram and TikTok? You should be in school. Well, what are these kids doing? They're getting customer bases. They're getting fan bases. They're building their outreach and their marketing. Now, I don't trust TikTok. That's why I'm not very active on it. Because, again, I don't know if we're being spied on by China, so I don't have a very robust TikTok presence. But some of these kids that are doing this, as long as they're being safe and not get, if they're really, talk to your kids about it and say, look, I see you've amassed a few thousand followers. What are you doing with tell me your strategy. They don't want you to think they're judging. Say, what are you doing? And they say, look, I might want to launch a product. I might want to launch a service. And I'm building followers. And I'm going to now have 5,000 people or 10,000 people that can grow this, maybe a million followers. I want to build a base so I could get something out, get a product out, that's not bad. They still should have a job. They shouldn't quit their day job, but at least there might be some value to that. So things are very, very different. I am blown away at how a lot of places are making money based on what they are selling online. An ad on social media seems to be one of the most successful methods of advertising. We used to think it was a Super Bowl commercial. Do you guys even remember your Super Bowl commercials? I remember there was a Breaking Bad commercial for chips. I don't remember what chip it was. I remember John Travolta was in one of the Super Bowl commercials singing. And I think he was with the Scrubs guys. I don't know what the product was. So, you want to foster some ingenuity, but if they're not going to go to college, at least get a job. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. A judge in Amarillo, Texas, is hearing arguments in an attempt to strike down the legality of the drug mifepristone, also known as the abortion pill. An anti-abortion alliance is challenging the FDA's approval of it more than 20 years ago. President Biden's in Las Vegas to talk about lowering the cost of prescription drugs. The plan includes penalties for drug makers that raise their prices faster than the rate of inflation. It announced some penalties today. Wall Street's sell-off is gaining more steam. The Dow has lost nearly 700 points at times today. That's more than 2% of its value. Same story for the S&P and the NASDAQ. Much of that sell-off is rooted in concerns over two banks that closed last week. Now the new CEO of one of them, Silicon Valley Bank, says it's open for business. NBC says Tim Mayopoulos told an all-employee meeting the bank is not going to close. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love your questions and your comments. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners wants to be anonymous, says they're having trouble getting a job because when they interview, they are being very open about a medical condition that they have. They have MS, multiple sclerosis. And sometimes they are going to have problems getting out of bed. And so they are having difficulty getting the job, and they want to know how to approach a job interview when you have a medical condition. So this is interesting. I know a lot of people fake it till they make it. That's what a lot of the young kids have told me that they do. To get a job, just say yes to anything, and then once you're in, you're in. And then nobody can blame you if you have a medical condition and things like that. I'm still old school in terms of, I like to be honest, I know there's that saying, it's better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission and be turned down. I know a lot of people live by that, but me, I want stability. Having moved to 12 schools and having lost everything multiple times in my life. I want to know that if I'm at a job, I can trust that I will have some longevity there. And so I want to be open and honest, and I want to know that whatever, you know, I am, let's say, shooting for will be a constant, and there won't be that variable of, okay, well, what if they find out this? What if they find out that? So I could totally see myself, again, be honest and say, hey, guys, you know, there's a way to approach it, and I'm not saying this is going to make you successful, but if there was an issue, let's say you being pregnant. A lot of people interview pregnant only to then tell them, you know, when they're 5-6 months pregnant, you know, and even though the boss said I would have hired you anyway, many people don't feel like they would have gotten the job. A lot of people are really nervous that they're going to hire somebody, and then they're going to have to pay extra for somebody to cover them, which it does. It does cost money when you have to do paid leave. And, mind you, a lot of individuals are looking for jobs pregnant, so they do get paid leave. If you're unemployed, it's interesting. I've been hearing from employers they're getting a rash of pregnant people applying. And they're like, did everybody get pregnant all at once? What's going on? Well, if people have been unemployed, and then all of a sudden, you know, they get pregnant, and they're like, wait a second, I would rather have company health insurance, and I'd like to get paid maternity leave, they're then trying to get jobs pregnant. I don't blame people for doing that, but employers are like, okay, whoa. So, you know, it's definitely a tricky situation and for all parties involved. And so I like honesty. I think, there's employers still have the upper hand. There was a period of time when employees had the upper hand and they, shall we say, were able to negotiate their price. Negotiate them, like we see with Meta. Meta just fired 10,000 people, and they're saying we're going to fire, oh no, they just fired 11,000 people, they're going to fire another 10. I mean, Meta is one of the most most, you know, wealthy companies out there. They're going to cut another 10,000 jobs, eliminate 5,000 open roles. And they're, you know, anybody now is at risk, especially those who your employer thinks you're overpaying. So my problem is I don't want my employer to think that I'm dishonest. I have a real, real big problem with liars. And I feel employers do too. And so the last thing I want is my employer to think that I'm a liar. And so I am going to above and beyond want to show them that I was transparent about everything. And so if you do have a medical condition, you're not going to be able to hide that long. And I don't want you having the stress of hiding, okay, I might have MS issues. So what I would do is during that interview, I would say, look, I'm a hard worker. I'm going to be here, you know, every day if I can. I understand a lot of people want to work remote. I want to be at the office. But I do have a chronic condition that sometimes has flare-ups, and I may have to work from home. And if I do, you know, on the days I feel great, I feel great. And I can even work overtime. On the days I don't feel great, I'm going to need to be off. And so I am looking for a job that wants somebody that will work full time, will allow me to work hard, but will also allow me the flexibility of making up the time I might have to take off because of my illness. Now, I'm not saying promise to work 100-hour weeks, okay? I mean, don't be doing that. But that is a much different approach to bringing up than, I'm good, when can I work the job? Will there be some remote times? And I know a lot of people are choosing to do that, and then they're not getting the job because the employer doesn't want people asking for remote work. You know, so if you are asking for remote, be honest about some of that flexibility. Now, some people choose to lie and say it's because of kids. I have kids issues, or I have to take care of my mom, or I have to, you know, I don't like going for lying, but I know some people are choosing that path where they're saying, look, there might be some things coming up with a family member. I have an aging parent that sometimes needs to be taken to the hospital. I need to know there'll be that flexibility because I don't want to lose my job, and I will make up that time. And hopefully it's a type of job that doesn't need you to man a post. These jobs where you need somebody boots on the ground, that's difficult. But if it's, you know, projects and tasks that need to be done, I can always at night work on something that I missed during the day. But then you might need to be looking for a job like that. You might need to look for a job that has that flexibility. You know, if you're looking for a job where you are, I don't know, let's say a hotel front desk, and they need X number of people there, they need it's not going to work. You won't be able to do the remote. But if you're working for hotel operations or marketing, which can do things from home, then maybe you'll have that flexibility. But employers don't want to be lied to, and they don't want surprises. And so the last thing you want to do is then have to explain why you aren't able to come to work and say, well, you know, I have this condition. And then they're going to say, well, you know, you could have told me, why didn't this get brought up before? And not that anybody should. I don't think they're legally allowed to ask about your personal medical issues. I think that is illegal. I don't think they are allowed to do that. I do think, however, though, they are going to look less favoritively on you kind of keeping things from them. Because then what else are you going to keep from them? Remember, when a company, and I could say this as an employer, when I had an employee lie in a medical office, that was, it was already a deal breaker, because I can't have somebody lie and say that they managed the abnormal mammogram correctly, or they contacted the patient. I had one staff person lie about doing the referrals. And that's deadly. You could kill somebody if they don't get referred to the specialist and then be evaluated like they're supposed to. You're telling me, you know, you're lying about that? Well, then, you know, and I had somebody steal the Valium out of the stat kit. Okay, if I have to intubate somebody or if I need to do something medically, whatever's in that stat kit should not be stolen. And so, unfortunately, if you lie, that boss is going to translate that into you're a stealer. And then you might not have longevity in that company. So I always say go for honesty. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
New research finds effective, minimally invasive, and lasting treatment for symptoms from an enlarged prostate. 18 million men in the U.S. are eligible for treatment for an enlarged prostate, but many avoid treatment because of the risks, particularly sexual side effects and leakage. In the largest long-term North American study, prostate artery embolization, or PAE, avoids these risks while achieving long-term clinical results for up to 6 years. PAE is safe and effective, but interventional radiologists said most men are unaware of this treatment option. The study's treating physician, Shawak Bhatia, MD.
Prostate artery embolization is a proven, minimally invasive alternative to surgery and lifelong medication intake. Our study of 1,000 patients shows that PAE is a highly effective treatment with long-term outcomes, including sustained relief of lower urinary tract symptoms and significant improvement in quality of life with no sexual side effects.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org. Sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently five planets are going to be visible in the night sky at the end of this month. You'll be able to see Jupiter, Mercury, Venus, Uranus, and Mars. Apparently on March 28th, there's going to be a large planetary alignment that will allow us to look, I think, with the naked eye. And I'm sure many of us use that app. There's an app that I guess allows us, you put it up to the sky and it tells you what you're looking at. Very cool. That's a really cool app. I don't have it downloaded because I always kind of lose battery life as it is. But my husband's like, yeah, can you see the Big Dipper? I'm like, I think so. And then I see something. I go, there it is. That's Venus. They go, no, that's an airplane. I go, no, it's a Venus moving in orbit. No, that's an airplane, okay? It's not high enough up to be Venus. Then I'm like, well, that's a satellite. They go, nope, that's Venus. So on March 28th, you'll be able to see Jupiter, Mercury, Uranus, and Mars and Venus. It's interesting. I was in Sedona a couple years ago, around Christmas time, and I was able to see Jupiter. On my phone, I was able to catch the planet, and you could see the side, a side smudge, which was the rings. So hopefully some of you guys have better cameras than your iPhone for this. Two of the brighter planets will be Mercury and Jupiter. They're going to be noticeable near the horizon. Venus will shine higher in the sky because it's closer. And you will need binoculars to spot Uranus. Quit the giggling. Mars should be viewable in the alignment near to the first quarter of the moon. So don't worry, you have a couple weeks to get this figured out. It is not unusual to see two or three planets in the sky, but to see an alignment of five? Very, very cool. We were able to see that in 2020, 2016. They say last year, stargazers in the northern hemisphere could see Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn all at once. Starwalk recommends using the app Sky Tonight. You could point it at the night sky. It'll give you a live display of what is going on. The planets are expected to be aligned in a 50-degree sky sector, which means they will appear closer together from Earth in a small area above. They say this visual phenomenon differs to an astronomical alignment, which differs when planets come together simultaneously on the same side of the sun. So this is interesting. They say Venus and Jupiter are both very bright, easy to pick out. You might have already seen them close together over the past few weeks. Mars is fainter, but will be easily observed with the naked eye. Mercury gets a little tricky. You'll need to be at a dark site with a clear view of the horizon. I'm just going to wait till NASA shows us pictures, to be honest. Because I go outside, and I'm standing there, and then I start to trip into the street. I'm just not very, very good at stargazing. Uranus is going to be the faintest and hardest to see. You'll need binoculars or a telescope to see Uranus. I know, stop the giggling. So I think it's cool. What effect does it have on Earth? I don't know. Not all planets orbit perfectly in the same plane. They swing at different speeds. They have different orbits. They're never perfectly aligned. But depending on where you are on the Earth, you might be able to see them in a pattern that you usually don't see them. So I think it's very, very cool. We'll see what happens with that. Not so cool is our homelessness crisis. Apparently, they have rated the states that have the biggest increase in their homeless populations. And there's a report that is called the Homeless Assessment Report. And it doesn't look good. And it's trying to figure out why we're having an increase in homelessness. You have sheltered homelessness numbers, because they could count those. We aren't able to count all the homelessness. You have people living in their cars, people living in garages. There's a lot more homelessness than what they could count. But for unhoused people, emergency shelters, which once promised some temporary refuge, are now getting more dangerous. Many people avoid homeless shelters because they're afraid they're going to get raped. They're afraid they're going to be attacked. They're afraid they're going to be exposed to infection. And so in major cities, they said that the shelters had to limit their capacity because COVID-19 soared and spread, and then funds, and then workers. You need workers to help man these shelters. They said around 613 New Yorkers died between July 2019 and June 2020 in the homeless population, which is an increase from 52% the year before. In San Francisco, the number of deaths of people experiencing homelessness doubled from March 2020 to March 2021. But some other states have had even higher. So I'm looking at the report. And the report is basically based on 2021 numbers. So this doesn't have 2022 numbers. And there was a 160% increase in Vermont, surprisingly, in homeless individuals. 7.4% increase in California from 2020 to 2021. Colorado had a 15.6% increase. Nevada had a 22.4% increase. Now, keep in mind, that only equated to 600 people. But still, That's a lot of people. I think that's an underestimation. I see multiple places where there are a lot of homeless people. I don't think the number just increased by 600. I think we have a lot more. Delaware increased by 55.6%. They say the highest occupancy rates in shelters, New York, 88.3% of their shelters have been occupied. Now, I thought, and again, these are 2021 numbers, so we know these numbers increase with the migrants coming and staying in the shelter. So remember, these are 2021 numbers, and that's what's being reported on. New Jersey, 84.7% occupancy rates. Vermont, 83.9% were occupied at the time. Oregon, 82.4% occupied at the time. Rhode Island, 82.3% occupied. Now, interestingly, the states with the lower occupancy rates were Mississippi, where they had 47.5% occupancy, meaning they still had openings. West Virginia, 48.3% occupancy. Wyoming, 49.6%. Arkansas, 54.6% occupied. New Mexico, 54.7% occupied. So the question then is, why were there so many more beds available in these other states? So the report is fascinating, and they go into a bunch of metrics, and that doesn't mean those other states lack homeless individuals. They do. It's just many of them may not be using the shelters. Many of them may not have the means to travel. If you look, some of these might be more rural. So rural Mississippi, that's not, you know, that might be a lot harder to get to in New York. You know, if you're in New York City and you become homeless, you're still within the city. And so with Mississippi, if you don't, you know, there's a lot of other factors. But where this study highlights is, we have a major homelessness issue. We have an issue in terms of sheltered, non-sheltered, enthusiasm about being in a shelter, avoiding shelter, both male, female, under 18. There was in 2021, 1,400 children, 1,471 children that were counted. Why do we have any children? With all the government funding and everything we do to make sure we fight child poverty, child homelessness, we still had almost 1,500 kids not sheltered. Males make up the majority, but you had males, females, gender nonconforming, transgender, many Hispanic, many non-Hispanic, non-Latino. White and black or African-American made the highest percentages. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice, it's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.